Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those proper Dubwise Jungle Rewind moments in Ableton Live 12, the kind that feels like the tune gets yanked backward, sucked into the speaker, and then slammed back into the groove with attitude, and we're doing it the right way, not just throwing a reverse effect on top and hoping for the best. The whole point here is control, rhythm, bass, and that little bit of tension that makes the next drop hit way harder. So think of this as an advanced arrangement and mixing move, not just a sound effect trick. First, get your session or arrangement organized. You want a solid DNB foundation before the rewind even enters the picture. Start around 174 BPM if you want that modern jungle and drum and bass pace, or sit a little lower, around 170 to 172, if you want a looser old school feel. Build a clean skeleton first, drums, sub, mid bass, a few atmospheric stabs or chord hits, and return tracks for dub delay and long reverb. If you want, make a dedicated rewind FX return too. The important thing is that your groove already feels strong before you start pulling it apart. A rewind only sounds powerful when the listener already believes in the loop. Now, before we even talk about reversing audio, we need phrase logic. This is huge. The rewind moment works best when the ear has locked onto a repeating idea. So don't place it randomly. Give the listener a phrase they can recognize. Maybe it's a two-bar drum and bass call. Maybe it's a snare on 2 and 4 with a little bass answer. Maybe it's a dub stab that lands at the end of the phrase. That sense of expectation is what makes the pullback feel deliberate instead of accidental. A really good starting point is a simple two-bar idea. Bar 1 might have a little fill or pickup. Bar 2 opens into the full groove, and at the end of bar 2 you leave a snare accent or stab that can be pulled backward. That's the anchor. You want at least one element that the listener can still recognize while everything else starts to twist. Now let's build the dub delay return. On a return track, load up echo. Set the timing to something musical and duddy, like 1/8 dotted or 3/16. Push the feedback into that 35-55% zone. Then filter it so the low end stays out of the way. High pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, and low pass it around 6 to 8 kHz so it stays dark and moody. If you want a bit more character, use repitch or tape mode. Then follow it with EQ8 to clean up any mud, especially around that low mid pileup zone between about 200 and 600 Hz. That's where reverse material can get cloudy fast. Then add a little saturator, just enough to thicken the tail and make it speak on smaller speakers. Keep it subtle. We want pressure, not overcooked distortion. You can add a dark reverb after that if you want a deeper tail, but keep the low end controlled and the wet signal sensible. This return is there to support the rewind moment, not drown the track. Now for the rewind itself. You've got a few different ways to do this, and which one you choose depends on how hard you want the moment to land. The cleanest method is to reverse a short audio phrase. This could be a snare roll, a chord stab, a bass pickup, a vocal chop, or a little drum fill. Consolidate the clip if needed, then reverse it in the clip view. Place it just before the drop or section change, usually somewhere between one beat and one bar before the new phrase lands. That gives you the classic tape pull feeling. Another great option is a reversed reverb tail or delay tail. Send a stab or snare into your long reverb, print the wet result, reverse that audio, and line it up so it swells into the next hit. That reverse swell into a punch is such a classic jungle move. It sounds like the room itself is breathing backward. And if you want something more chopped and raw, resample a few bars of your drum or FX bus, slice it up, reverse selected bits, and resequence them right before the drop. That gives you more of a misbehaving, ragged rewind feel, which can be perfect for darker jungle energy. Now here's where the advanced part really comes in. Offset. This is what makes the rewind feel like it has weight and movement, instead of just sitting perfectly on the grid. Don't always place the rewind exactly on the downbeat. Offset it slightly. Start the pullback a 16th early. Let the last snare land a touch late. Put the reverse tail just before the bar line instead of right on it. That tiny shift can make the whole moment feel more physical, like the groove is being dragged backward by force. In Ableton, you can nudge clips with Option or Alt plus the arrow keys, or use track delay if that works better for the part you're moving. Small timing offsets matter here. Even a few milliseconds can change the feel from rigid to properly dubby and human. A good rule is this. Preserve one anchor, but let one or two other elements drift. Maybe the snare pulse stays recognizable, but the vocal stab comes in a hair late, or the reverse cue starts early, but the re-entry lands slightly behind the grid. That little instability is what gives it attitude. Now let's shape the transition with automation, because the mix move is what sells the illusion. before the rewind, start narrowing and darkening the section. Pull down some high end with auto filter or a low pass on the drum bus. Bring the reverb send up on the last snare or stab. Push the delay feedback a bit higher on the final hit. Narrow the width on the main musical elements with utility if you want the section to feel like it's collapsing inward. And if the groove needs to feel like it's sucking into itself, reduce the drum bus transient a little so the drums lose some punch before the reset. This contrast is everything. The more stripped and controlled the pre-rewind section is, the more dramatic the rewind feels. If everything is already massive, the rewind loses identity. Then, right at the rewind moment, let the reverse tail or reverse hit dominate. Don't overprocess it. If the reverse sound is already expressive, too much compression or widening can flatten the motion. Keep it purposeful. Let it breathe. One really effective trick is to leave a tiny gap after the rewind, even just a beat or half a beat of near silence. That little pocket of space makes the return hit feel enormous. In dark drum and bass, silence is brutal. Use it. When the drop comes back, bring the sub in cleanly and decisively. If possible, remove the sub during the rewind bar, then reintroduce it exactly on the return. You can let a mid-bass phrase answer the reverse cue first, then bring the sub back in for the real impact. That call and response setup feels more musical and less generic. And that return should be a little late sometimes. Just a hair. A slightly delayed re-entry can feel heavier than a perfectly gridlocked one. After you've built the moment and it works, print it. Resample the rewind transition to a new audio track. This makes it easier to line up, easier to trim, and easier to reuse as a fixed arrangement element. Consolidate it, trim the start if needed, add small fades, and drop it back into your arrangement as a dependable transition. This is especially useful if you want multiple rewind moments in one tune, and you absolutely should experiment with that. Try a clean dub rewind, a dirtier jungle rewind, and a more minimal tension rewind. Keep the same groove, but change the source material or the amount of space around the moment. That's how you learn what really drives the effect. There are a few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make the rewind louder than the drop. It should feel like a transition, not the main event. Second, don't reverse full sub-heavy material unless you want mud. Reverse mids, drums, effects, or wet tails. Keep the low end under control. Third, don't place the rewind without phrase logic. It needs to sit at the end of a meaningful idea, like the end of a 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar section. Fourth, don't drown it in too much reverb and delay. High-pass your returns and keep the low end out of the effects chain. And finally, don't overquantize every detail. A rewind moment gets its character from tiny imperfections. A few slight offsets go a long way. If you want to go darker and heavier, keep the sub mono, keep the rewind FX filtered and mostly stereo, and use saturation very lightly for pressure. You can even create a dedicated rewind FX rack with macros for filter cutoff, delay feedback, reverb wet, stereo width, pitch offset, and output gain. That gives you one control surface for the whole transition. You can also build a ghost layer under the rewind, like a little bed of tape hiss, vinyl noise, or resampled room tone. High pass it and tuck it low in the mix. It adds movement without drawing attention to itself. Another advanced variation is the two-stage rewind. Give the listener one short reverse cue, then a second smaller pullback a bar later. That works beautifully if you want a fake out before the actual drop. You can also do a reverse plus forward layer, where a reversed stab swells into a forward hit that lands just after it. That one can feel incredibly physical. So here's the mindset. Don't just reverse audio. Arrange the energy around the rewind. Build a phrase the listener can latch onto. Preserve one anchor. Offset the timing a little. Automate the mix so the section narrows, darkens, and pulls inward. Then give the return space to explode. That's what turns a simple edit into a proper dubwise jungle weapon. Let's finish with a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar transition. Keep bars 1 through 8 as a rolling groove. In bars 9 through 12, add dub delay throws to the last snare every 2 bars. In bar 13, filter the drum bus and drop the bass a few dB. In bar 14, place a reversed stab or a reversed snare tail. In bar 15, leave a brief silence or near silence gap. Then bar 16 comes back in with the full groove. Use only stock Ableton devices, one reversed audio element, one automation lane for a return send, and one offset element that lands slightly early or late. Then listen back and ask yourself, does the rewind feel musical? Does the drop feel bigger? And is the low end still clean? If it does, you've got it. You've learned how to build that proper rewind moment, where the whole system feels like it got pulled back for one more reload. And when that lands right, it's pure drum and bass magic.